The Pleasant Prairie plant, owned by We Energies, is the state's largest coal-fired facility. The Kenosha County site generates more than 1,200 megawatts of power, but has long been targeted by environmental groups for its various air pollutants. With a national push to cut carbon dioxide emissions linked to global warming and other problems, We Energies has reached a deal with a utility research institute and a private company to try to keep some CO2 from going up the smokestack. We Energies spokesman Barry McNulty says an experiment will use chilled ammonia in the gas coming from the boiler to make the CO2 more dense.
What we're trying to do is use ammonia, much like you do in the scrubbers and whatnot of some of the other air emission equipment, and separate that carbon to do so on a existing pulverized coal burning plant in an attempt to reduce eventually the emissions of carbon dioxide.
McNulty says the experiment will only apply to less than 1% of the emissions, but will try to prove the technology is viable for much larger efforts. He says the separated CO2 gas will be released at Pleasant Prairie.
However, there's other folks throughout the country that are working on the other side of the equation as to what to do with it. It can be stored in tanks and resold for other products. It can be injected into natural gas wells and other geological formations and whatnot.
McNulty says the experiment at Pleasant Prairie will not cost ratepayers money. The test will start next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.